And do you know of a separate building that they would keep corn in, maybe to feed the animals or something?
Seemed like it was a smaller little building. But I don't, I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like it was a smaller building, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about before they had indoor plumbing?
They had an outhouse.
Yeah.
They had an outhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember using it.
Did anybody have any different names for that?
I don't recall that.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember using the outhouse. But mm-hmm. I don't remember, you know, any particular name attached
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause my, and that's all, well, that's so vague. You know, like I said, I'd go there for 2 or 3 weeks in the summer, like
mm-hmm.
vacation or camp or something. I had 5 sisters. It was just nice to be away from my 5 sisters. But not living there, you know, year
mm-hmm.
round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything other than there being an outhouse.
Yeah. Where was that farm location?
Forsyth County.
In Forsyth County.
Out of sight of Winston
Salem.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me there's still a lot of places around here that have outhouses.
Oh, you see a lot of them.
Do you
know? Yeah, no, I don't know, you know, if they're, one is functional.
Uh-huh.
You close the door, it's functional. But yeah, I see a lot of outhouses. I travel all over the east part of North Carolina. You still see some of them. Somebody's got a book out on them.
Hmm.
I saw it at Atticus Bookstore. He's uh-huh. gone around taking pictures
uh-huh.
of all these outhouses
uh-huh.
and the different designs.
Yeah.
And, you know, made a book out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look for that. That's what, you know, just like the different words, you can trace different
mm-hmm.
cultural patterns,
oh,
you know, from
sure.
the styles of log cabins and fences
mm-hmm.
and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff, too. So. Yeah. What about the boards on the side of the house? The kind that overlap? What would you call those?
Clapboards? What do you call those?
Don't remember any other names. Mm-hmm. How about the metal part on that side that catches the rain? Hangs off the roof.
I haven't met an Uncle Bert, I think, had a sister. They caught the rainwater
mm-hmm.
and drank it.
Hmm.
Yeah, they had a cistern, I think it was called. And I can just vaguely remember some pipe coming off the house and back into a cement, some sort of like, I won't say cement,
mm-hmm.
but it was cement. They had a cover on it. They,
mm-hmm.
they caught the rainwater. I don't remember gutters or anything like that, but I think they had a cistern.
Mm-hmm,
if that's
mm-hmm.
the correct way, the cistern or something like
mm-hmm,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I mostly
read about
it. I don't think I've ever heard
too many people. Oh, you see a lot of them. You see a lot of them on the Outer Banks where the water is not real good to drink.
Oh, uh-huh.
You see a lot of cisterns down there, and they'll catch up rainwater.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
What would you call a place where the there's two parts of the house and the roof comes together.
Gable? No.
Not the high part, but the low part.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Valley?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody
use
that
term? Yeah, and I mean, that's a term I would use.
Okay.
Yeah, the valley.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew there was a word for
yeah.
it until
fact, they,
I started.
We had a new roof put on our house a couple of years ago, and however you put shingles down, the pattern, he did it one way halfway down the valley and then changed and did it the other way. It just stuck out like a sore thumb. He noticed it, went back and
yeah,
redid
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the valley.
Okay.
Yeah.